Commercial fishermen scrambling to buy life rafts for their boats this winter can rest a little easier. Congress has changed a new law that would have required life rafts for fishing boats traveling at least 3 miles offshore. KFSK's Angela Denning reports from Petersburg.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Coast Guard officials were in Petersburg explaining new safety requirements announced in January, that fishing boats under 36 feet would have to carry life rafts if traveling more than 3 miles offshore. The law was supposed to take effect February 26th. Also, larger boats over 36 feet needed to upgrade their life rings or floats to life rafts by November 1st. But all that's changed.
It's all been put on hold.
Steve Ramp is a commercial fishing vessel examiner for the Coast Guard based in Sitka. He says Congress decided to repeal the change in safety requirements earlier this month.
For some reason, Congress, the Senate, and the House put some riders on the Coast Guard appropriation bill to change the implementation of these increased survival craft rules.
The president signed the Coast Guard Authorization Act of 2015 on February 8th. It now calls for a formal rulemaking process before any regulations can take effect. And Ramp says the process is quite lengthy. It includes publishing in the Federal Register, a public comment period, a review period, and then formalizing the law into a regulation.
That process, we anticipate, will take a year or more.
That means it will be at least a year before survival craft requirements will change for commercial fishermen.
Everyone can continue to operate as they have prior to now.
So smaller boats can still operate out to 12 miles without a survival craft. And larger boats can operate out to 12 miles with a life float or buoyant apparatus. Without the required safety gear, fishermen can be fined or sent back to port. The survival raft law change could have affected hundreds of fishermen in Southeast. Such life rafts cost around $2,500. Fishermen who already spent the money could try returning the rafts, or they could try to take legal action against the government.
For being forced to purchase equipment unnecessarily.
That's Megan O'Neill, the executive director of the Petersburg Vessel Owners Association. She received news about repealing the life raft requirement Friday in an email from the Coast Guard. But she says it's ultimately up to the fishermen how they respond to the news. She says she knew of a lot of fishermen who had already purchased rafts.
I know Murray Pacific ordered a whole bunch, and our local ship store ordered a bunch.
The local ship store is Piston and Rudder Services in Petersburg. The store had ordered about a half a dozen of the rafts, but President Mike Luhr says they can return them to the vendor. He says the ordering and rule change happened so fast, it wasn't that big of a deal for them. Other fishermen ordered rafts from other vendors, and Ramp says it's up to them to return them.
And that's the tough part is, unfortunately, we were trying to give fishermen a heads up on the new rules so that they could stay compliant with the law, and then the rules changed midstream on us.
Still, Ramp believes the rafts could be required in the future anyway, and he encourages fishermen to have them on board.
It will make them operate in a safer situation if something happens to the boat, if they have the device they bought, rather than nothing. But that's a decision each fisherman's going to have to make on their own that purchased one.
Some fishermen have exemptions from the Coast Guard and can use a skiff or Zodiac in place of a life raft. Those exemptions are still good. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.